Nolte, San Francisco Whole Foods made 568 emergency calls before closing. By John Nolte on May 1, 2023. Over 13 months, the recently shuttered Whole Foods in Democrat-run San Francisco made 568 emergency calls, reports the far-left New York Times. In other words, there were 568 emergency calls in fewer than 400 days, an average of more than one emergency call per day. Can you imagine? Last month, Breitbart News reported on the closing of this Whole Foods store only a year or so after it opened. We knew then that the Democrat-run city's ongoing collapse was the cause. San Francisco's elected Democrats have allowed violent crime, property crime, drug addiction, and vagrancy to destroy the city by the bay. Also chasing away retailers is the Democrat Party's decision to all but legalize shoplifting. If that's not bad enough, on top of the massive shoplifting losses, an overall sense of lawlessness attracts the worst kind of people. Well, now we know working at this Whole Foods must have been something of a nightmare. A terrifying nightmare where bodily harm was a daily threat. The store was soon confronted head-on with many of the problems plaguing the area. People threatened employees with guns, knives and sticks. They flung food, screamed, fought and tried to defecate on the floor. According to records of 568 emergency calls over 13 months, many depicting scenes of mayhem. Mail with Machete is back, the report on 1911 call states. Another security guard was just assaulted, another says. A man with a 4-inch knife attacked several security guards, then sprayed store employees with foam from a fire extinguisher, according to a third. This Whole Foods, a giant flagship store, was, according to the Times, supposed to cater to tech workers and other professionals, part of a long-term redevelopment plan downtown. Then the reality of life in a Democrat-run city hit the store. And the location fell victim to a grinding decline in the city's center that began with the pandemic and could continue for years as companies vacate offices because of remote work. Those San Francisco merchants trying to hold out told the Times they worry about a domino effect of commercial failures if office workers are permanently absent for about half of the week, while people using drugs, going through mental crises or living on the street remain more visible than ever. Yes, as the article points out, Frisco has gone through booms and busts. This time, it's different. Very different. Those previous downturns were economic busts, the tech collapse in 2000, earthquakes. This bust is self-inflicted. San Francisco Democrats have all but legalized property crime, while violent crime is rarely punished, if at all. California is also a sanctuary state flooded with illegal aliens and fentanyl, which contributes to the state's addiction crisis, which in turn contributes to crime, vagrancy, and homelessness. So, this isn't some outside force knocking Frisco on its heels. Everything destroying the city is coming from inside the house. Democrats are passing terrible laws, enacting terrible policies, brutalizing productive citizens with insanely high taxes and ridiculous regulations, and refusing to build enough homes to 1. Decrease the cost of housing and 2. Alleviate homelessness. Cities ravaged from the inside like this rarely recover, and when they do, it's because they come to their senses and elect a Republican like Rudy Giuliani. The only way these cities will be saved is if Democrats, politicians and voters, admit they were wrong. And as we have seen for decades in places like Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, Houston, New Orleans, Oakland, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Memphis, I could go on, that will never happen. Democrats would rather watch their city implode, and their voters live in hell than do the right thing. For those tired of living like this, MAGA-land awaits. We've already created everything the left says they want. Racial harmony, clean and safe air, water, and streets. No mass shootings or homeless crises, fewer per capita hate crimes than Democrat-run cities. Life is good in MAGA-land. Y'all want to destroy your cities, feel free. We don't live there. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.